Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 8:37. News Radio 1020 KDKA. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, author Newt Gingrich, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, live from Rome. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the Voice of Pittsburgh.
Well, it's great to be with you, and as somebody who was born in Harrisburg, I'm always delighted have a chance to talk with the station in Western Pennsylvania.
You're on home turf here. So you have a new book out, sir. Congratulations. Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. One major problem is our march towards socialism and central government control. 75 years after the world was freed from that, have U.S. citizens and patriots lost their view of the American dream? And was the former Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev correct in 1959 that the U.S. would be defeated from within?
Well, I think if we ever are defeated, it probably will be from within. But I think that in the long run, the country is going to repudiate this kind of left-wing thinking, and the country is going to commit itself, I think, to reforms, to getting back to work, to having schools that are successful, to having limited government and the rule of law. I mean, I think the average American still believes that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And we have no interest in becoming, Chinese or Russians or any other kind of dictatorship. So, that's going to be a big part of what the election's about this fall. I think this is the most consequential election since 1864. But the fact is that had Lincoln lost in 1864, his opponent would have accepted the South leaving the Union, and the whole American dream would have ended. Well, I think when you look at Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, and you think about what they would do if they had power, we'd be a radically different country. And I think that's something to really be concerned about.
Yeah, two very different candidates at the top of either ticket as well. Joe Biden has basically taken over Bernie Sanders' platform and said that's what he would push for. Donald Trump has gone the other direction. Joe Biden's got his VP sweepstakes. Looks like it's down to Susan Rice and Kamala Harris are the two finalists. What do you think of them?
Well, I think in Susan Rice, somebody who spent an entire week knowingly lying to the American people about Benghazi and the killing of the American ambassador. And I think that might make her the perfect vice presidential candidate. And Kamala Harris is somebody who is an extraordinarily ambitious politician and who, I think is important to Biden. The Democrats basically play identity politics. And so they have been told that they need an African-American woman on the ticket so that the identities are balanced correctly. Now, how that affects Latinos or Asian-Americans or Native Americans or European-Americans, I'm not sure. But Biden is going to, I think, continue to be sort of the lapdog of the left, then I think that that's really a challenge. The it's been interesting. While he's been hiding in the basement, every single week he gets to be a little more left-wing, and he adapts, you know, policies from AOC, he adapts policies from Bernie Sanders, then they send his wife out to say, well, you know, he's really a moderate. Well, nothing he's adopted since he went into the basement has been moderate.
And he's also hinted that he would be a one-term president as well. So you're actually voting for the vice president that he will unveil soon. Newt Gingrich joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He has a new book. I believe it's his 37th book, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. Mr. Speaker, you say that in your book that this is a clarion call for Americans, this election coming up. How have the two parties gone so in so different directions? Why do they see America so differently?
Well, I think actually in a lot of ways, the Republicans are mostly traditional Americans. We believe in American history. We believe in Mount Rushmore in terms of statues. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in free enterprise, which has made us the richest country in the world. And we believe in a melting pot where you can come from anywhere, but you learn to be an American. The Democrats, for the last three generations, have been more and more brainwashed by college professors who were radically on the left, many of whom are open Marxists. And I think as a result, you now have, for example, reporters in the New York Times who are so radical that they couldn't stand the idea of one article being published by a conservative senator, and they forced the firing of their editor over one article. And I think it just found me, I'm actually doing a podcast series of Gingrich 360 called Shut Your Mouth, which just follows the sort of way in which the left now gets people fired, gets them driven off the air. I mean, it's quite remarkable. And I think the Democratic Party has been drug into a very radical sort of combination of socialism, anarchism, and power politics. And I think it's bad for the country. I think in the long run, it'll be bad for the Democrats. I mean, this whole idea that the teachers' unions have decided they won't go back to teach unless everybody gives into their blackmail. I mean, my view is if they're not going to teach, why are we paying them? We don't have an obligation to pay people who don't show up for work and who don't want to do their job.
You mentioned teachers, Mr. Gingrich, and COVID-19. Is it as bad as we're told, and is it simply seen by enemies of freedom as a chance at a power grab? Say, like the teachers' union, are they just using this to grab power, or have we turned a corner and exposed that?
Oh yeah, I think COVID-19 or the Chinese virus, which I prefer, is about 10% public health and 90% politics. I think that we are getting it under control. I think if you're under 65, there are remarkably small chance that it will cause a fatality, remarkably small. I think if you're, you know, in your 70s or 80s, particularly if you have a health condition or if you're in a nursing home, then we have to take care of you. And tragically, Governor Cuomo probably had policy decisions leading to the death of 6,000 to 8,000 senior citizens because of doing exactly the wrong thing. The governor of Michigan is still doing that. She's still putting people who test for virus back in nursing homes, which is exactly the wrong thing to do and exactly what the Center for Disease Services tells you, Center for Disease Control says you should not be doing.
And Speaker Gingrich, the polls, there are polls out to have the president down right now. How likely is it that they are wrong? And will the Republican establishment actually support him this time around? I'm talking about people like the Lincoln Project who are against him, the Republicans who are against him.
Well, the Lincoln Project is former Republicans who are now Democrats. I mean, let's be honest. None of those guys are going to go back to the Republican Party. The fact is that Harry Truman was down by 13 points in September and won the campaign. George H.W. Bush was behind Dukakis by 19 points in May and won the campaign. Reagan was behind until late October and won a landslide. You know, Trump was behind. In fact, Trump right now, I think the last Rasmussen poll, is about where Barack Obama was in 2012. So I don't take seriously the current polls. I think when Biden finally comes out of the basement and has to say more than one sentence, people are going to realize he can't possibly be president. I mean, just close your eyes and imagine that Xi Jinping, who is the Chinese communist dictator, is negotiating next year with the American president. Do you want a tough guy in the room who may sometimes do the wrong tweet, but he sure is tough? Or do you want some guy who's going to fall asleep halfway through the meeting? And I just think the idea of Biden negotiating with Xi Jinping is laughable. He couldn't possibly do it.
Mr. Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, I know you're pressed for time. You have another interview to get on in about 30 seconds. So thank you very much for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh and KDK Radio.
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.